Welcome to the Mackey Motors pregame here on 93.7 KKRL's Facebook, a live broadcast of Coon Rapids Baird at Arweva here tonight. Let's talk a little Crusader football. Joining us right now is head coach Chris Moore. And coach, it's good to catch up with you here today.
Yeah, Jeff, good to hear from you too.
Coach, you guys finally getting the season underway. I've kind of asked all of the coaches that I've talked to this week, what have you guys really focused on this week? What have you tried to prepare for to get the kids ready to go for tonight?
You just, you know, the weather's changed on us here. So, you know, number one, care of their body this week and preparation for the game, hydration, you know, taking care of themselves. And then just we've been talking a lot of mental stuff. We got low numbers this year. And that kind of takes a toll on practice. So, you know, you got to have the mental reps in your head. And, you know, just being mentally prepared for the game is a lot of stuff we've been talking about.
Coach, it's been a couple of years since you've seen Arweva. You guys have been in different districts, but you're back together now. The thing I find interesting is the last time you guys were together in a district, you guys were two of the powers in that district, and there were some pretty good games. So the rivalry, in a way, has taken a couple of years off, but it's back. That's got to bring some excitement to this season opener.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, Arweva and us, we're in the same, conference for, you know, volleyball, basketball, track and stuff. So I mean, we see each other, the kids know each other. So yeah, to be able to get to play on the football field adds another element to that.
Let's talk about the defensive game plan a little bit tonight. You know, Arweva's got some pretty good skill guys on the offensive side, Regaler, Cook, Damon Ehlers. What do you guys look to do defensively? Do you spy on them a little bit, or do you just go out and kind of play your base defense?
Yeah, you know, Will last year was a leading rusher, leading receiver, and second team throwing. So, I mean, they run everything through him. So, yeah, definitely got a key on where he's at. And then Cook's the second leading receiver coming back from last year. So, you know, those two guys, the focal part of the offense, they lead their defense. So we just need to know where they're at all times on the field.
Do you feel like you need to control this game up front defensively and kind of shut them down that way?
Yeah, definitely on just, you know, that's our whole standpoint on both sides of the ball. You know, control the line of scrimmage and set the tone there, and that's what we feed off of.
What have you seen from the guys up front in practice this week, and how prepared do you feel like they are?
Well, you know, the guys up front are all, the majority of them seniors on the team, so they're great leaders. And so that's, you know, that's the other standpoint. So those guys are who we lean on, and, you know, they get the job done day in and day out, and so the kids really respect them for that.
What's the battles been like in practice with all those upperclassmen kind of going at each other, I imagine?
I got to tone it down a few times so we can save them, so they can do that on Friday night. They get after pretty hard, and so, you know, we really got to watch our reps there. We don't, you know, take one of our own guys out.
Coach, Tanner Oswald, going to be taking over at quarterback this year. What's he going to bring to the table for you guys?
He's got a great head on his shoulders and a great leader. He's a team captain. I'll lean on him to, you know, just, you know, make some good reads there. He throws a really good ball. He's had a great week of practice. Just really excited to see what he can do on Friday night.
Not going to see much of a change, though, in the offensive system for you guys?
Not a whole lot. We obviously want to establish the run game first, and then with Tanner, he provides a little more of a passing threat in the past. Hopefully we'll be able to get that established early as well.
You mentioned Jeffrey Eagle back in the preseason interview, graduated, and where him and Peyton Clipperton ranked on the all-time list for rushers coming out of Coon Rapids Baird. But the backfield not going to be bare. We talked about Tanner Oswald taking over at quarterback. You guys have got some depth, probably starting with Gabe Obert in the running back position.
Yeah, I think talking about the record, I think Gabe's brother, Sam, I think is third on the list or fourth on the list for rushers. So it's in his blood. Gabe's going to do well for us, runs extremely hard, sees the field well, makes good cuts, and he does some crazy things on the field that I'm excited to see and everyone else to see on Friday night.
What do you imagine and what do you expect to see Arweva look to do defensively to maybe crowd up that line of scrimmage against you?
I would see him load the box on us and just be moving around, giving us different looks. the throw off our linemen on their cues and communication. So that'll be huge for us up front, just communicating up front so everyone's man on man.
Coach, a lot of people kind of projecting you guys to be, again, one of the contenders for the district this year. Feeling any pressure, do you think, the kids coming into this, or are they pretty relaxed and pretty comfortable with the expectations that are on this season?
You know, they're just fired up that, you know, they're getting noticed and their hard work's paying off. That's the biggest thing. You know, as far as added pressure, I don't think that's a whole lot, just other than, you know, just want to perform well every game like any other year or, you know, season. But, no, they're excited, and myself and the other coaches are excited to just get the season going.
Coach, you talked earlier about how warm it's gotten this week. The state had already put in the guidelines to have some four-minute breaks during the game for the COVID purposes, but that's also probably going to work coming up tonight for getting the kids a chance to get something to drink and cool down a little bit. How much do you think of a role that will impact this game?
It might slow down, you know, the momentum a little bit, but, you know, we'll enjoy those breaks when we can get them because we have, you know, low numbers, and so that'll just give us some more time to recover and get guys out there and so they can stay fresh all night long.
Well, Coach, always good to catch up with you. I know the guy's chomping at the bit. Honnold's going to try to get down there after the broadcast tonight and get an interview with you for the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. So appreciate your time here in the pregame, and I wish you the best of luck, and looking forward to hearing the recap with Honnold tonight following the game.
Jeff, thanks for the coverage, and go CRB.
You bet. Head coach again, Chris Moore with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. We'll talk Chris Peterson with Arweva coming up next year on the Mackey Motors pregame on 93.7 KKRL Facebook Live's broadcast of Coon Rapids Baird at Arweva.